News, I'm Ben Thomas. Making a return with his late night show tomorrow, Jimmy Kimmel. At Donahue Reports, ABC announced it this afternoon.
Kimmel was suspended last week after saying this about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Kimmel supporters, like fellow host Stephen Colbert, stood by him.
That is blatant censorship.
ABC says we've spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy and reached the decision to return the show. President Trump called the suspension great news for America.
You know what suspended him? His talent.
FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr denies he threatened to revoke ABC's local station licenses because of what Kimmel said. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports the White House is standing behind its border czar.
MSNBC first reported Tom Homan accepted $50,000 from undercover FBI agents posing as business people seeking government contracts, which Homan suggested he could help them get in a second Trump term. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says that was a weaponized Biden Justice Department targeting a Trump backer.
To try and entrap one of the president's top allies and supporters, someone who they knew very well would be taking a government position months later.
The Trump Justice Department shut down a bribery probe.
And the White House and the president stand by Tom Homan 100% because he did absolutely nothing wrong.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the UN, French President Emmanuel Macron says France is officially recognizing the state of Palestine. And on Wall Street, the rally drives on, the S&P gaining 0.4%, the Dow adding 0.1%, the Nasdaq 0.7%, all three again setting all-time highs. And Hurricane Gabriel's now a Category 4, on track to pass Bermuda. This is AP News. Julie Walker recaps yesterday's memorial to Charlie Kirk.
President Trump praising Kirk as a great American hero and martyr for freedom as he and other prominent conservatives gathered Sunday to honor the slain conservative political activist whose work they say they must now advance.
The assassin failed in his quest because Charlie's message has not been silenced. It now is bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Kirk's widow, Mrs. Erica Kirk, will take over Turning Point USA, the organization he founded.
Everything that Turning Point USA built through Charlie's vision and hard work, we will make 10 times greater through the power of his memory.
She also told the packed State Farm Stadium in Arizona she forgives his killer.
I forgive him.
I'm Julie Walker.
The latest developments at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at Owner's Box.com/footballfuelpointstc.